We're talking wheat prices right now with our grain marketing specialist, Kim Anderson. And Kim, how does this year's wheat crop compare to last year's?
Well, if you look at the current price, it's around $4.40. You go back to June 1 to current, the price range has been from about $3.80 to $4.65, and the average $4.20. You look back over the last 5 years, the range has been from $2.55 to $5.90, and average $4.12. So our $4.40 price is not too bad right now.
You know, moving on to the world wheat crop, how is harvest progressing along for everybody else in the world?
Well, it's going relatively well. Normally, when we get to October 1, we've got about 90% of the world's crop harvested. In other words, the northern hemisphere crops essentially in the bin. We got a little bit of wheat left in northern the U.S. and Canada, and a little bit in Russia. But about 88 to 90% is already harvested. We're projecting a 28.3 billion bushel crop. You can compare that to a five-year average of 27.6 billion bushels. I think there could be maybe some problems with quality, or just the quality is not as good as it was last year. You look at Russia, some reports out of there, their quality may be a little lower, and of course our protein was relatively low.
So, talking about the northern hemisphere, so how does the southern hemisphere look?
Well, in the southern hemisphere, what we got left is Argentina and Australia for exportable wheat. You look at Australia, it's projected to be about a billion bushels, a little bit over than that. Five-year average is 792 billion. Argentina projected 716 million bushels. Five-year average, 643 million. So above average crop coming on the southern hemisphere. And that means that our harvest may only be 88% complete, but it's pretty well done.
Yep, so we're in October now. Producers are going to be planning for grain only. So what are market analysts looking at right now?
Well, right now I think they're watching exports. Russia's projected to have record exports coming out in September. Our hard red winter wheat exports are about 5% above last year. All wheat exports about 6% above last year. So exports are looking relatively good. They're also looking at dry conditions. You go up to the hard red winter wheat area, about the last quarter of Oklahoma, all the way up to Canada, down into Texas is drought to the west of that. Russia's got some large area of important wheat production area that's dry, and so the market's concerned about that.
So what's the price outlook for wheat?
Well, right now you can forward contract wheat for about $4.60, $4.70 for next harvest. I think that's pretty close to where we'll be. We may be $4.75, $4.80, depending on the size of the crop. If you're looking out over the next 90 days, if the dry conditions persist, I think we could have slightly higher prices. Or if export demand goes down, then I think our prices could decline a little bit.
All righty, Kim. Dr. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.